I'm very grateful for the models that have helped us. I learned a long time ago that I don't have to originate everything for it to work. God has not called us to be original at everything. He has called us to be effective. To reduce the risk of copying the wrong things, however, I want to identify what is transferable from Saddleback's example and what isn't. What you can't copy. First, you won't be able to transfer our context. Every church operates in a unique cultural setting. Saddleback is located in the middle of a busy Southern California suburban area filled with well-educated young couples. It isn't Peoria, Illinois, Muleshoe, Texas, or even Los Angeles, California. Every community is unique. To artificially plant a Saddleback clone in a different environment is a formula for failure. Despite my clear warning, some have tried this anyway and then wondered why things didn't work out. Second, you won't be able to replicate our staff. God uses people to do His work. The leadership of any program is always more crucial than the program itself. I've spent 15 years building a staff team that together is more effective than any one of us would be on our own. Individually, we're all pretty ordinary folk. But when you put us together, somehow our mixture of gifts, personalities, and backgrounds creates a powerful synergy that baffles management experts and allows us to accomplish some amazing things. Third, you can't be me. Only I can be me, and only you can be you. That's the way God intended it. When you get to heaven, God is not going to say, "Why weren't you more like Rick Warren?" God is likely to say, "Why weren't you more like you?" God made you to be yourself. He wants to use your gifts, your passion, your natural abilities, your personality, and your experiences to impact your part of the world.